Al Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Welcome back. Second hour here. Dean Wheeler with the Northern California Holistic Center. We're going to have Vernon Dozier back on the line with us as well. And kind of a give and take. Larry Grover is going to join us. Some pro and con on this thing, because, Dean, we've been hearing an awful lot, obviously, from you. And I appreciate you being with us on the story of George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin, but it is kind of a one side.
Well, yes, it is one side, Phil, and the reason why it's one side can be explained. My position on this is one-sided. If you can turn that, shut that door, because I'm on the air on the Phil Hendry Show. Shut the door. I'm a little bit put out with the fact that I think I was marginalized in that last hour when you were engaging the callers.
Well, the young man had addressed me.
Well, he'd addressed me as well. And here's my larger point. You know, let's quit drinking the Kool-Aid.
Boy, if I hear that word one more time.
Well, it's a word that is viable and is relatable, Mr. Hendry, because George Zimmerman was driving his truck down a street. He saw a kid in a hood. I'm going to give you a scenario that the evidence, quite frankly, may support as well. We've got a lot of people who are saying, well, you know, wouldn't you do this and wouldn't you do that? Wouldn't I do what? If I see a young man walking down the street in my neighborhood, I most likely would say to him, because I accept the existence of other people in my neighborhood besides myself and people that may dress differently, I might ask him if does he live here, and if I were frightened of what he looked like, and I understand he was unusual. I guess they don't have a lot of African Americans there. Then I would go to my neighborhood. I don't know, you know, call the police or something, but I certainly...
You would call the police if you saw an unusual kid?
No, what I want to say is this. It's just as likely that George Zimmerman drove up to the kid and said something like this. Hey, homeboy, what's up? What's up now? Boom, 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 boom. Kid drops. Zimmerman turns, wheels the truck around, goes back to the street sign that he said he was standing under, and is staring up at it after he has injured himself. And there's nothing unusual about a man. It sounds ridiculous, but he could have run his own face into a curb. He could have beat his own face into a curb to make it look like. So you've got this kid that has been driving him nuts. He's upset that he can't confront the kid. He drives up to the kid and says, hey, Holmes, what's up now? Boom, 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 boom. Gets out of his truck, slams his face.
Slams his face into the curb.
Yeah, slams his own face into the curb.
And what about the witnesses that say they saw someone sitting on his back?
Phil, I got a story for you. In World War II, pilots that were flying long hours and had lacked sleep and were using a lot of amphetamines to keep themselves awake would report seeing gremlins on the wings of their aircraft. Thank you.
So this was a hallucination?
I'm telling you that in World War II...
No, I understand in World War II the pilots saw gremlins. You telling me this was a hallucination?
I'm telling you that people see things, especially colored by what it is they have been drinking, what drugs they've been using. But there's nothing that says Zimmerman didn't drive up to Trayvon Martin and said to him, you know, whatever they say, homeboy or however, boom, 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 boom. I don't know how many shots were fired.
Well, it wasn't boom, 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 boom. I don't either, but it wasn't that many.
Okay. Well, how many then?
I don't know, but it wasn't boom, 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 boom. I think it was probably one shot. But I will look for that.
All right. And then he gets out of the truck, sees what he's done, beats his own face into the curb. That's what, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Why is that so difficult to believe, but the rest of it, I don't believe.
Let me get on the line here, 877-876-PHIL. Let me get on the line here, Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. And Larry, I know you have been following this. We generally don't have you on the show to talk about these kinds of things, but I know I've got a very explosive issue here. You're mostly a political guy. Tell me what you think.
Well, I've got to tell you, you know, right away, you know that I am opposed to what Mr. Wheeler is saying here. I don't believe that it was boom, 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 anything. I think that what happened was very much a concerned citizen. Mr. Zimmerman saw an individual that he does not usually see in his neighborhood. He confronted this young man in some way. Whether or not the 911 operator said, don't do this or don't do that, Mr. Zimmerman confronted him, and Mr. Martin, who had already said to his girlfriend, I'm going to, you know, say something to this guy because I don't like being followed. Of course he's going to say something. You just said it. He doesn't like being followed. Who is this?
That's Dean Wheeler.
I'm Dean Wheeler. All right. Okay, fair enough. He doesn't like being followed. I don't like being followed either. I don't blame you for saying that. But when you don't like being followed, you turn around and you say, why are you following me? You don't take a guy's face and slam it into bricks until his face is bloodied up. Well, that is, see, again, Phil, that's a very extreme point of view.
See, what you guys are doing are engaging in a whole lot you know, you're coming up with your own hypotheticals and you're speculating on stuff. We got people saying that he drove up and went boom, boom, boom. We got another guy saying, you're saying, Dean, that then he slammed his own face into the bricks. You're saying, Larry, that in point of fact, Mr. Martin grabbed his face and slammed him into the curb. You guys have got all of these wild imaginings, and the only thing we know for sure...
Well, the only thing we know for sure is that this young... Hold on, please. Mr. Henry was speaking.
No, go ahead, Dean.
Well, I'd like to finish what I was going to... I'll finish. The only thing we know for sure, Phil, is that there's one dead young man, and this guy Zimmerman's... I don't even think his nose looks... I beg to differ. I saw a picture of his nose. It looks like someone really flattened his nose.
Did you see it pre... I'm going to have to go back and look at the pre-booking photo. I don't deny that his nose was broken. I don't deny that at all. By the same token, I could even imagine that this guy, Martin, might have even thrown a punch. Whether it was the first punch, I don't know. Whether this guy Zimmerman had pulled his gun first and Martin threw the punch in self-defense.
What are you talking about now? You were just saying to this guy that I do agree with that. No, you were just saying to this guy that's some far-fetched stuff. Now you're coming up with that. Huh?
Why is that far-fetched? If he sees the gun, Mr. Martin throws a punch to disarm the man.
What TV show are you watching?
Well, we know. What do you mean TV show? It's no TV show. It could very well be. He grabbed the guy's hand and then threw a punch. I don't know. 877-876-PHIL is our number. Hang on for a minute. We're talking with not only Dean Wheeler but Larry Grover here about George Zimmerman and the arrest. You know, all of this stuff is just the imaginings of those of us who weren't there. Now, yeah, we have a right to speculate, and we will. And we will talk about it. But there is very much something coming into play, and that's people's experience. If your experience lends itself to talking more authoritatively about maybe a point of view from the Zimmerman standpoint, then you're going to see it that way. If your experience is more from the Trayvon Martin point of view, you're going to see it that way. If Martin threw a punch, it doesn't mean it was the first punch. It doesn't mean that it was thrown before Zimmerman pulled the piece. By the same token, if Mr. Zimmerman pulled his gun, it could very well have been after Martin had thrown this punch, hit him in the face, and dropped him. Now you're on your back. You've just been assaulted. I guess out comes the gun. It all, I'm telling you guys, and nobody's paying attention to me, you got to pay attention to me. It all is going to come down to the statements that Zimmerman gave and whether they're consistent over and over, and whether they comport with what witnesses saw, and whether they comport with what's on the 911 tapes, and whether Mr. Zimmerman is believable or not. That's what it's going to come down to. And you're going to have to hear his testimony in court. You're going to have to hear what his statements were to the cops, you know, because the police have a way of finding out when people are lying to them, and they don't just ask you the questions once. They ask it over and over and over again. All right, we're going to come back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Henry Show with Larry Grover. Vernon Dozier is going to be joining us, Margaret Gray as well. And, of course, we have Dean Wheeler on the line here on the Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Margaret Gray has joined us, 877-876-PHIL. What was the comment, Margaret?
I was, I'm here in Los Angeles. The question that I have is very simply this. Why are you even talking about this when we don't know what happened, when we never will really know what happened? It is pointless for us to talk about it, Frank.
Hi, Phil. It's Frank Gray.
Yeah, Frank. How you been?
Phil, I'm better than Custer. Listen. Margaret's right. You don't have you're talking about this, and it's absolutely pointless because you don't know what she whether she pulled a gun, whether she didn't pull a gun, whether.
Hold on, let me. You know the gender confusion.
Yeah, I understand that.
Don't take the phone away. You don't know if she pulled if when she pulled the gun, the other guy hadn't said, "Oh, really? Well, how about some of this for dessert?" And hit her in the nose, broke her nose, and the next thing you know, the two of them are on top of each other, and she pulls her gun and shoots this other guy.
Well, that's what everybody's saying.
Frank, let me do it. Nobody knows, and you're wasting valuable airtime talking about this issue. Now, I've been listening all day long. I've listened to the Sean Hannity show, I guess. What were you listening to?
I monitored Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, all of the shows are talking about this, and they sound like idiots. I'm trying to just offer to you this opinion. You sound like an idiot talking about this.
I don't think it's that.
Well, all right. If I sound like an idiot, then I'm sorry. You know, but it's a hot topic.
Well, you just said that, and I let the record show you belched, because this is what you did. You went, it's a hot topic. That's what you did.
No, you didn't.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
877-876-PHIL, as we continue talking about this. No, I don't think it's a waste of time. Let me go up here to Mark. Mark's been hanging on. Mark, you're on the Phil Henry Show here. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Henry.
Yes, sir.
Your other guests, Mr. Wheeler, was right to an extent. What we do know is this. That man followed that kid. That kid did nothing unlawful. He wasn't breaking any laws. He wasn't bothering anyone. He had a perfect right to be there. His dad resides there, or his future stepmother resides there. So he was there lawfully. He wasn't bothering anybody. This guy followed him because he automatically assumed that he was guilty and suspicious. Then he had the nerve to confront him, okay? So he confronts this kid, and yeah. Whatever happened from that point on, we don't know.
He punched the guy.
Well, hold on, Larry. I'm sorry, Mark. So whatever happened, Larry, what did you want to say?
Well, I just wanted, you said that the guy didn't do anything wrong, but he punched the guy in the nose. As far as I know, that's illegal.
Well, yes, yeah. Sir. You're absolutely right, sir. But my point is that the kid was doing nothing wrong up until the point that he was confronted. And I don't think that he did anything wrong. And well, you know, maybe he went off the... But these are two confrontational people.
We don't know. We don't know what, you know...
We don't know.
Well, that's right. The you people talking about this is a big, fat waste of time, because we'll never know until the courtroom proceedings.
Well, I'm a lawyer, and I've been a lawyer since, you know, and you can't, you know, talk radio destroys these things. You're, by the time this gets to trial, you're going to have more idiots on the talk radio program.
What does that mean? You know, I think a lot of us were educated very much by the O.J. Simpson. I thought the O.J. Simpson trial was a great example of the public discoursing on a topic and learning about the legal process. We learned a lot, and I was proud of this country, the way we at least paid attention.
Well, you know something? This is not the O.J. trial. This is a slam dunk. And I,
How is this a slam dunk?
Oh, this kid was in the... This kid with the hood... What's that about?
Wait a minute. What do you mean with the hood?
It was raining that night. Ma'am, it was raining that night.
Okay. I understand that. I'm very liberal, usually.
By the way, I've been black 53 years, okay? And I'm telling you that the city of Sanford has an issue with that. Their police department has an issue with that. We're all under scrutiny. We're all suspicious. And that's wrong. And everyone calls these talk radio shows and they make comments in defense of George Zimmerman as though he had the perfect right to shoot this kid. Like, this kid did something to, he got suspended from school. Like, that has anything to do with his being shot. It has nothing to do with it.
What's he doing there? What's he doing there? That's the part. Why is he walking on that street?
Are you kidding? What do you mean, why is he walking on the street?
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry, because he went to the store, the convenience store, to purchase a drink and candy for his little brother.
He was walking. Sounds pretty far out to me.
Let the man finish. He's walking down the street.
You have no idea. You're one of those people that makes excuses for George Zimmerman. You think it's okay to shoot people, poor white people and people of color, without any...
I'm very liberal, and I've supported a great many of the liberal causes, but I just... What's going on? I don't understand.
Phil, I've been an attorney for a long time.
I understand, Frank.
All right, and I just want to agree with this gentleman. I'm married to this woman, sir, so... believe me, you have my sympathy. Let me just say that whatever Zimmerman did, I think she did it the wrong way. And I think Trayvon Martin, whatever she did it innocently. You see?
Well, so, as I said before, you have two confrontational people. Neither one of them are willing to back out. And by the way, sir, the Stand Your Ground law isn't necessarily a bad law. It was used improperly in this case. But let me say
that because George Zimmerman, who is, you know, he's a dim-witted looking man. I'll give you that. I grant you that. George Zimmerman looks like about 100 yards of dumb with the butched off hair.
That is very racist of you to say that.
Why?
What do you mean he looks dumb?
Well, with the hair skinned off, what is he supposed to be anyway? Give you that. Zimmerman looks like some kind of a creep.
Believe me, buddy, you have my sympathy.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Margaret and Frank, and I thank you very much, Mark, for hanging on with us. Very good comments, and thank you for sharing your experience living in the community there. That's very, very good. 877-876-7445, The Phil Henry Show. Mm-hmm. Let me get over here to another caller. I got Bruce hanging on the line here. I don't think this is Bruce any longer. I think we just lost that call. Let's move over to Alan is gone. We have Brent. Brent, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Well, Phil, quite a number of interesting calls. I just think from what we know, from what we can glean,
I think the show sucks.
Well, that's
I'm not asking you what you think. Okay, go ahead.
I'm enjoying the show. Thank you. I think that you know what we heard, the funeral director who buried put this poor young boy to rest. Said that he had no marks on him. He said that he had no marks on him whatsoever. And questioned, so he wasn't in a fight. He had no marks on his face other than being shot. It was terrible, but it was a close-range shot. So it wasn't like a boom, boom, boom from the car. He was shot at close range. So some of the parts of the
car... I don't know. When you say close range, sure, you can lean out of a car and stick it right in a guy's gut and say, suck on this, boom, boom, boom.
You could do that, but wouldn't that? I mean, then that's not supported by that phone.
Well, you see, you don't sound like you're very sure. You sound like you're not very sure of what you're saying. I'm trying to tell you that you can lean out of a car and say, "What's up, homeboy?" Boom, boom, boom.
All right, let's not give the colors version of this. Let's see if we can't stick to reality. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. Margaret Gray and Frank Gray have joined us. Dean Wheeler is in there somewhere, along with Larry Grover. I believe we have Vernon Dozier coming up here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I think you're wasting your time.
Oh, why don't you let the man do his job, or do her job? Sorry.
Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're talking to a number of people about the George Zimmerman arrest today. And we've got a variety of opinions here. The one we do have from you, Margaret, is that we're wasting our time talking about this. And, Frank, I take it that you agree.
I do agree with the I agree with him because he makes the point. You can't keep talking and talking and talking about this. At some point, you've got to let the prosecution, the defense, the judge, the jury. And as long as people talk about these two men, about what happened, no one knows what she did, what George Zimmerman did when she pulled the gun or why she pulled the gun. No one knows what Trayvon Martin did when she supposedly confronted Zimmerman and punched her. No one knows
the bigger issue, but you don't mind, Frank.
Go ahead. I don't give a good.
Well, the bigger issue, Phil, is, again, why are you wasting the time, the precious talk radio time, talking? Now, I understand that you run your show.
Yes, I do. And I don't take very kindly to people telling me how to do it. You don't have to listen to it. I get that. You have a free will and you can do what you want and you don't have to listen and you can listen to another show. But if you're going to listen to my show, you're going to listen to it my way. I'm going to do it my way. And I don't countenance anybody telling me how.
I understand that, Bill, and I respect that. But this is one time where you're really blowing it. First of all, these people that I'm listening to on your program, and Mr. Wheeler, you in particular, you don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you mean. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what you mean. I don't know what I haven't had an opportunity to talk.
And it's a very good thing you haven't had an opportunity to talk because you...
Well, you know, this is what I mean, Mr. Hendry.
Well, Margaret, finish your thought, will you?
Well, my thought is that it is the most asinine, and I've been listening all day long to Rush Limbaugh, to all of the hosts, Randy Rhodes, all of Michael Savage, and they all sound like imbeciles, idiots, all of them. I don't care if they're left, right, or center. So I am calling, and I'm asking you respectfully to please not continue talking about this.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to.
Oh!
No, Phil.
What is wrong with her?
Well, the problem, Phil, is that he's making... I thought there's a lot of Americans that feel the same way.
Ah!
There's a lot of Americans that feel the same way.
Margaret, I'm going to continue to talk about this because it's what we call a hot topic.
Oh!
Well, 877-876-PHIL is the number. I'm going to go over a phone call here. We have L.E. L.E. on the line. Go ahead, sir. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Let's talk some more about this situation with Mr. Zimmerman being arrested. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Phil, for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
As you stated earlier, and you have continuously, this is a subject that everyone has an opinion. But for your guests, for your couple guests there, to indicate that, that we should not be discussing
this topic.
I think they're, I'm in friends with you. You know, if they're not comfortable with it or disagree with it, hang the phone up, get off the line, and let people do what they want to do, and let's talk about it.
No, I understand. But my point is simply this, sir, is that at some point someone with sanity has to stand up and say enough.
Margaret, you made your point, and for you to keep interrupting people as they're trying to their opinion, I think it's totally disrespectful. I mean, we're not judging. We're just making comments on what information we have received through the media.
Can I tell you something, Ellie? I understand what you're saying, but let me say this. This is a story. This is just an example of what I mean. My sister was married for the third time last year. We went to the wedding. I looked at the dress. She asked me, how do I look? I said, you look like a slut. Now, I didn't have to say anything to her. I could have let her go and wear her dress. I had to say something. You know what she did? She threw a punch. She tried to hit me. Now,
okay, so what's the point?
What's the point?
That's your sister asking you about a dress. This is a topic that has to do with millions of Americans and our legal system.
What an ass.
Okay, go ahead, Ellie.
Absolutely, Phil.
Yeah.
Based on the information that I have heard on the radio and TV, I've been listening as often as I can. As number one, he was told to stand down, not to follow the guy.
Oh, that's great.
Hold on.
I'm
going to tell Margaret. Margaret, would you be quiet?
He also made a comment, gentleman did, that he looked like an individual was up to no good or suspicious and didn't belong there. But there are other black family members that live in that area, so how can he say that he didn't belong there? Whether there were black families living there or not, he may have had a white friend, a Chinese friend, a Mexican friend that lived in the neighborhood that he was visiting or living with. So, you know, that was wrong.
What is that?
Secondly, there's been only one person that I've heard where the news media indicated that made a phone call, and this young lady indicated that she heard someone screaming for help, and in the process of her advising 911 what was going on, she heard one shot, not a boom, boom, boom. It was one shot.
Well, that's what I mean. You know, it could have been one shot where the kids walked up to this. This is Larry Grover, by the way, L.E., and the kid walks up and he says, well, guess what? You know, you're ugly. Bang, he hits this guy. The guy drops on his rear end. Well, just for a moment, let me just say, and then Zimmerman pulls the piece, and maybe he even said something like, why, you dirty, you know, and he used a word, and boom. And, you know.
What is that? Something out of a TV show?
That's what it's
out of a TV
like,
show. Wait a second. I just heard somebody, you, Henry, said that Zimmerman could have beat his own face into the curb. No, I said that. Who said that? Mr. Wheeler.
Dean Wheeler said that.
Well, whoever said it
that's not impossible. I live in Memphis, Tennessee.
Are you kidding me?
A few months ago, we had a police officer that shot himself and claimed that someone else shot him. But in the investigation, it was determined and found out that he lied and he shot himself. Now, what if a man can have the courage
I want to comment on that.
Did not inflict their wounds on himself. But at the same time, that Zimmerman Martin didn't get into some kind of scuffle. It was supposed to have occurred on concrete. So what's to say that his injuries didn't occur? But you have the funeral home
question. Who's to say that Zimmerman didn't say to this kid, you know, in all this excitement, I kind of lost track. Did I fire six shots or only five? See, that's where you guys are going. You guys are making some Clint Eastwood deal out of this. And
no, we're not. This is all based upon what was said on the tapes, what the eyewitnesses said, what
Thank
the cops
you.
Got in the interrogations. That's some
Thank
Clint.
You.
Well, how do you know he didn't say, well, do you punk, and then squeezed off a few shots?
What the hell? You guys will go to any length.
Bill, the point that Frank is making is very simple. We've been jawjacking this up one side. We are gumming it now. We're not even taking a bite out of this. We're gumming it.
We're gumming what?
Let me ask you a question.
The topic.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
why are you letting this couple hold on to the phone?
You are coming, but...
Well, I'm about to hang up on them.
You hang up on me, you'll hear from my lawyer.
You are a lawyer.
If they are not allowing the general public to speak their opinion...
I have to ask you, Mr. and Mrs. Gray, if you'll be quiet. If you're not, I got to hang up on you.
All right, I just want to say one more thing.
I'm sorry.
There we go.
No, I'm sorry. All right, Ellie, I got to take another call, but you've made some very good points. I appreciate it, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on here to whoever we've got left after that long soliloquy. I think we've got Pete. Go ahead, Pete. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, sir. I'd like to make a comment about this thing. They are right about one thing. It is a waste of time, and I'll tell you why. In Texas, we had an issue.
Thank you.
Now, let me finish, ma'am. These two black fellas broke into a man's house. Now, his neighbor, Mr. Joe Horn, is on the phone with the police department, and he's explaining to them, look here, these colored fellas broke into my neighbor's house. They're coming outside. I got my 12-gauge double-barrel shotgun, and they're headed towards my house, and I'm going to shoot them. The police said, no, don't do that. He says, if they come on my land and them boys come over, and he spread them out like West Texas, in the Quan LX and all the other talking heads came over raising all kind of hell. When it was all said and done, not only did he not get charged, he was given a citizen's award by the mayor of Pasadena.
First of all, what's wrong with your comment is you refer to those guys as colored, so you've got to go back and start all over again. Otherwise, you see what I'm saying?
I don't understand, sir.
Well, what I mean is, when you said that he shot two colored guys, that's an antiquated term. We don't use that anymore. We say black or African American.
So now you've got
to start all over again. Yeah, so start all over again and use the right terms.
Why has he got to start all over again?
Otherwise, I'm going to think he's a racist. And I know you're not, correct, sir?
No, sir. My wife's from Montana. Right. If I'm about as non-racist as they come.
Very good, sir. So if you wouldn't mind, just start all over again and use the right terms.
Yes,
why's he got to start all over again?
Wait a minute, Mr. Henry. I'm telling the caller to start all over. Go ahead, sir.
All right. Like I said, two black fellas breaking into a neighbor's home. Mr. Joe Horn, next door neighbor, calls the police, explains to them two black fellas that broke in the neighbor's home. They come out the neighbor's home, and they're headed his direction. And he told the police dispatcher, if they come any closer, I'm going to shoot him, which he did. He got his double-barrel shotgun, spread those black fellas out like West Texas. And the people came raising hell about it, and this and that. But not only the man wasn't charged, he was given a citizen's award from the mayor of Pasadena.
She shot them, right?
He shot them, yes. An old man shot them both.
Old man. So she shot him. She shot one or two?
He shot them both at the same time. They were walking like side by side. He let
What is this? And she spread them out?
Yes.
Okay, we got the story. We got the story, and very good. And you're right, sir, because I remember the story. We covered it extensively.
So why are you still talking? Now you're talking about...
Would you please be quiet? Pete, thank you. Yes, you're right. And that story was covered extensively, and you are right. The guy got a citizen's award. Why is it different? Different states, number one. Different circumstances, slightly. These men were committing a crime. This young man that was shot in Florida...
Wait. My wife just asked you why you're still talking about this.
Would you shut up? We'll be right back on the Phil Henry Show. 877-876-PHIL to wrap this up mercifully for another night.
Oh, God, no. God, please, no, Phil.
Yes, we're going to wrap it up.
She's got to wrap it up. What are you going to do?
Right.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
And that's the part that I don't like.
All right, hold on. Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. As we finish up our discussion here of the, and I know you guys are driving.
Yeah, we're driving, and he's trying to tell me that.
I'm just telling you to slow down.
Don't tell me to slow down. The other thing I don't like about the woman that I married is that he's always opposing me politically.
I'm not opposing you, Frank, politically. I simply disagree with you.
Well, don't disagree with me.
Why can't she disagree with you?
Because I'm the man. You know what? I'd backhand you.
Frank, now, Frank, not in the face. Please, let me...
Yeah, how's that feel?
You're not hitting her, are you?
No, he tried to get me, you know. He knows.
I know what?
You do that one more time, and I'll retaliate, and I won't care what happens to the automobile.
Oh, is that right? I'm gonna... Ow.
Well, he slowed down. What are you doing?
I want to get a cup of coffee here at this Arby's.
Okay, so anyway, Margaret, that's nice to listen to you guys doing your thing. But what I'm here to talk with you and other people about is this case. And it is a tragic one. It is one that, you know...
We'll listen to you, Phil. It's one... I mean, you don't... You know, it is tragic. So why would you jawjack this thing to the point of a saliva-drenched gumming job?
Why are we gumming it?
You're beating it into the ground, Phil. You're beating it into the ground.
What do you want, cream?
What?
You want cream?
Yes, I'll have cream, Frank. God almighty.
What is he? Where is he?
He has gone into this Arby's to get coffee. And I'm out here talking to you on the phone.
Oh, okay.
So, really, what I'm saying is this. I get it, Phil, that it's an important issue. And there are a great many important issues that have to be discussed. But I think there is a time and a place for these discussions. And I am here as a concerned citizen to tell you that I think you're overstepping it. I think there's just far, far too much discussion of this. And there needs to be... You know what? I'm getting sick of waiting for him.
And there needs to be what?
Hold on for a minute. I'm going to go to the drive.
And there needs to be what?
And there, in my opinion anyway, there needs to be... The case needs to be resolved. Hold on. Where is Frank? And why all of a sudden is there no background?
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, hi, how you doing?
Go ahead, Lauren, I'll be ready.
All right, I would like to get, if you don't mind, a cup of coffee.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm getting coffee. I'd like a cup of coffee. A cup of coffee.
All right. Hey, Graham?
Yeah, do you still have the beef rich? Do you still have the beef rich?
All right.
What does that mean?
Hey, Graham?
Do you have the beef witch is what my wife is asking. Do you still have a beef witch?
All right.
What is he, a retard? Are you Are you a retard?
Sir, are you a retard?
Don't call the kid that.
Excuse me. Excuse me, Phil, but it's my beef witch. Is it yours?
Sure as hell isn't your beef witch, Phil. It's my wife's.
Is it your beef witch?
No, it's not my beef witch.
All right. Hello?
All right,
you're closing at 7:47. Yeah, right, but did you include the beef witch? Oh, that stupid bastard.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, kid, give me some of the onions on the top of that, on the beef witch, will you?
Am I on the air to hear you guys order food at Arby's?
I don't care, Phil, I don't give a damn what you do, as far as I'm concerned. Thank you.
Yeah, let me have a napkin, a tray.
Okay, well, thanks very much.
Wait a minute, don't hang up yet. I've got a couple of more opinions on the Trayvon Zimmerman case.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
What'd you hang up for?
What did I hang up for? What did I hang up for? They're ordering food. That's what I hung up for. They're not saying anything. And he's telling me...
He told you not to hang up.
Well, he ain't telling me what to do with his show. I told you, nobody tells me what to do, okay? Nobody. David G. Hall is joining us. David, how are you doing?
Phil, I need you to break about a minute earlier than usual, okay? Because your long-winded rants are irritating me.
Yes, sir. Anything else?
That's it.
Thank you. Okay.
We're talking about, he said nobody told him what to do.
Except for him. All right, so the number here, 877-876-PHIL. So there you go. I don't know what else. What the hell else is there? To, you know, Margaret's making a good point. I don't know. What the hell else do you want me to say? I think one of the things that we're coming up here on in this country, I think, is we're approaching saturation. I think we're approaching opinion, or let me put it another way, we're approaching know-nothing opinion saturation, dumbass opinion. I'm not saying the people calling in tonight. I think a lot of them were trying to make a point that there are, you know, there's two sides, whatever. But my guests tonight, breaking this thing down the way they did, it was just asinine. And I really do believe that, you know, there's a point where you just can't keep hearing the same dumb opinions.
What dumb opinion did you think you're hearing?
Well, I'm hearing all this stuff about, number one, you don't know what happened. How do you know the kid didn't? How do you know the kid didn't? How do you know the kid didn't? Well, all right, so what you got to tell me is, whatever the kid did, it had to rise to the level of a guy needing to pull a gun out and pull a trigger and kill a guy, okay? Maybe the kid did a lot of stuff. What would you do, what could you do, if all you had and all he had on him was the Skittles and the tea and the phone? What can you do, only armed with that, that would cause a guy to pull a gun and pump shots into you, unless the kid was really beating hell out of this guy, and I mean really had the better of him, and this guy feared that he was going to die? I don't know, but I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm sick to my stomach of it. And, you know, and that's the, yeah, David?
I want you to keep talking about it.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back in the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.